Corey from our youth ministry. I'll ask Pastor Paul to introduce two of our confirmands.
Hi, good morning. Today on Palm Sunday, we're going to have two of our confirmands share their testimonies. We have a total of five confirmands that went through confirmation class for 8 weeks, studying the materials from the new membership curriculum and studying all the way, you know, what it means to be a Christian, to about church history and polity and theology and sacraments and all of that. So we had a great time with the group, and they were Cecilia Bredesen, Jaron Magstad, Austin Kim, Tabitha Mungai, and Noah Chong. And so we will be splitting them throughout the next three Sundays due to time. So at this time, we're going to have Cecilia Bredesen share first, and then Jaron Magstad afterwards.
Good morning, church. My name is Cecilia Bredesen. My parents are Becca Jo and Keith Bredesen. I have a sister, Bella. I am 15 years old and am a freshman at Cambridge Isani High School. I started coming to Church of All Nations when I was 8 years old. We came to this church because my grandpa had heard of it and recommended it to us. Then I left the summer of 2008 to move to Georgia and was very sad to have to leave. But we moved back here at the end of that summer and were happy to be invited back with so much love. A year later, we had a house fire, and this church was so helpful and cared for us through that time. I've had so many great experiences with this church. This church gave me friendship and love over so many years. We tried going to a church closer to home for a year, but we never felt as much like we were at home as we did with CAN. I'm so happy to attend a church where I feel so loved. I'm glad to be a part of youth group. We always do fun things like go on fun retreats and have fun days of activities. One of my favorite times in youth group was the first retreat I went on when I was a seventh grader. We went to a camp that summer and had a great weekend with my friends. I love getting to be in a group with kids my age where we can talk about God together. I've had so many bad experiences in my life, but I know that the church and God will always be there to pick me back up when I stumble and help me in all possible ways. I know that with God's help, I can get through everything that life may throw at me. My life may be difficult at times, but I know I can get through it with the help of God and this church. I received my baptism when I was about 11 years old and was so glad that I waited to be baptized at this church. Through confirmation, I'm so delighted to be reaffirm my baptism and show the church once again that I believe in Jesus Christ, my Savior. To me, confirmation means showing the church how much God means to me and how much I love God. I'm so glad to be confirmed in front of people that I care about and know care about me. I wouldn't give up my time at this church for anything. Confirmation is important to me because it's an opportunity to learn more about God and church history. I'm so grateful that I got to learn more about what our church believes and why. This church was a very important thing for me as a Christian because I care deeply about God. I also feel like I was able to go through confirmation because I love God and not because it was just the right thing to do. I'm very glad I get to share my testimony with you today. I love you all, and thank you for listening to what this church means to me.
Amen.
Morning Church. I'm Jaren Mogstadt, an eighth grader here at CAN. 2 years ago today, on Palm Sunday, my family visited Church of All Nations because we were planning on moving up here to this area, and we were looking for a new church to attend. My dad's friends, Rebecca Schultz Jackson and John Nelson, were attending CAN, so he thought we should check it out. When we got here, I was told that because I was a sixth grader, I was supposed to go down to Cool Kids after the call to confession. My sister Lily and I followed the other kids down to the chapel, and we were met with a bit of a surprise. It turned out that the kids, including Lily and I, were going to go upstairs and sing to the entire church while doing hand motions to the song. Luckily, we had occasionally sung this song at my old church. I remembered that, while mumbling the song under my breath and doing weak hand motions, I was glaring directly at my parents. Because, well, I mean, I wasn't very pleased that I was forced to perform in front of an unfamiliar audience. You guys. The other thing I noticed was the pastor, who I later learned was the famous, quote-unquote, Pastor Jin S. Kim, was videotaping the kids singing while he was dressed in a fancy robe. This sense of love and community from Pastor Jin and from the rest of the church made me feel at home. We started coming to CAN more regularly, and I transitioned to the youth group in seventh grade. The first event I went to with the youth group was a trip to an apple orchard later that fall. This trip was also the first event of the new youth pastor, Pastor Paul. Because we arrived around the same time, I got to know him pretty well. I also got to know the other youth leaders. I met Kendra, who's always fun and interesting to talk to, Isaac, who shares some things in common with me, such as interests, Jordan Wright, who is always calm and collected, and Jonathan, who always knows what to say to make people laugh. In July of 2015, we moved closer to CAN, so I was able to become more involved in the youth group and started attending FNF weekly. I got to know the other youth better during events such as Lake Day, the Winter Lock-In, and just regular FNFs. Then, towards the end of the year, Pastor Paul came up to me after youth Sunday school and told me that since I'm the only eighth grader at the church, I should join the ninth graders for confirmation class this year instead of doing it by myself next year. Through confirmation class, I've been able to learn what it means to be Christian, how the beliefs of the Presbyterian denomination are different from others, and what my responsibilities are as an active adult member of this church. I have observed that between 8th and 10th grade is about the time when kids start to form their own opinions instead of believing exactly what their parents do. I grew up in a Christian home with a minister and a missionary kid as my parents. Jesus' love was always a good topic of conversation. I learned to love Jesus at an early age and was baptized 2 years ago. Confirmation class was a great next step for me in my journey in my personal relationship with Jesus and in forming my own opinions about my faith. One example of when Church of All Nations has helped me make my faith my own is a recent conversation I had with Pastor Jin. I was interviewing him for a school project on the relationship between evolution and Christianity. I won't get into the details of all the heresy he said, but we had a good conversation about the topic. I learned his opinion on how the two go together and was able to use that, as well as other sources, to form my own opinion on the topic. During the sermons, I've noticed that instead of spacing out and falling asleep, I've started to listen to what Pastor Jin or the other preachers are saying and how I can apply that to my life. At my last church, we focused a lot on the memorization of Scripture, which left me with a lot of knowledge of Bible stories. Here at CAN, through events like the Youth Isaiah training led by Kendra Perez, I have seen the message of these passages applied in a practical way. Ever since I was a little kid, I've really liked the Scripture found in Romans 8, 38, and 39. For I am convinced that neither life nor death, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. When I was younger, I really struggled with perfectionism and would get really frustrated every time I couldn't get something exactly right. This verse helped me with this obsessive need to be perfect by reminding me that no matter what happens, God still loves me. Here at CAN, through your welcoming spirit, I have felt the love described in this passage. Thank you all for being such a welcoming church community and for helping me grow in my faith and knowledge. Thank you.